to 286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I'm telling you, everything pertaining to your destiny is in who you become right now. That sense of well-being, that it is well with your soul, that me and God is all right, we're tight. That's success. You can be in the prison. You can be on the slave block. But if that's your testimony, guess what? The presence of God was with Joseph while he was on the slave block. See, the presence of God was with Joseph when they threw him down in the pit. That's why Reuben moved with fear and said, don't kill him, and sought to deliver him. But the presence of God was with Joseph in the pit. That's why the Ishmaelites came by and God dropped the thought in their spirit, don't kill him, sell him. 30 pieces of silver. Sound like Judas, don't it? Almost a type. But they sold him. Why? The presence of God. See, certain things cannot happen to you, but to a degree. And to the degree that it's going to work into God's plan. I'm trying to think of a verse. It didn't just come to me. It's not one that I'm altogether familiar with. I've read it many, many times. It says, and you can look it up somewhere, but it says, the wrath of man shall praise thee, and the remainder of wrath thou shalt constrain. And in other words, whatever God allows, suffers to adversely come your way, it's going to praise him. It's going to praise him. And any that's over that's not going to praise him, he'll constrain it. He's not just going to let anything come at you. That's why the word tells us all things are working together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Joseph sold down into slavery, but he's checked out, he's poked on, he's looked at. And I won't get into gory details of how they check slaves out. Google it sometime or look at how back in the day what they used to do. But he was a slave. Hebrews were despised by Egyptians. But yet God suffered a wealthy man to come along and choose Joseph. Joseph had a prince inside of him. Come on, he was unlearned. He was ignorant of a lot of things. He was a boy, 17 years old. But there was a prince down in him. And see, that prince down in him drew a certain people to him. I like to say it this way. We don't get in life what we want. We get what we are. Y'all should have shouted on that one. But see, I know a lot of people realize, wait a minute, I don't like what I'm getting, then that means you need to change some stuff. Because even though he was in the slave category, there was a prince inside of him. And it attracted. Potiphar saw something. Let's read on. It says in verse number 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. Now look at this. Wait a minute. Okay. Slave. Chained. Sold. I understand God is with him. How is it he could be prosperous? He may not have been prosperous in what we deem prosperity. It was something about his spirit. It's something about his spirit. See, you prosper in your spirit before you prosper with stuff. Otherwise, it's just stuff. If your spirit is prosperous, his spirit remained buoyant. His spirit remained positive. Though he had been forsaken by all, there was that word that was in him that was driving him. Tell somebody, all you need is a word. When you get a word from God, don't you let a herd of wild horses, don't you let a devil in hell, amen, take that word from you. Hold on to that word. Don't you let anybody talk you away from your word that you know God gave you. Okay, how impossible it looks. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put in his hand. Just in hindsight a bit, one very important point. There must be the evidence of God's presence in your life favoring you. Saints of God, we are distinctly different from the world. I may not have two nickels to rub together. I've been in that. Yeah, some of y'all haven't heard my testimony before. I lived on the street. I went into a wilderness situation for 40 days and 40 nights. God led me to live like that. And even in that situation, I was more prosperous than people around me. I wasn't going crazy. There were people going crazy. I saw people lose their mind. I saw people that didn't take care of themselves at all because of how they were beaten down by that circumstance. 40 days and 40 nights, God is my witness. And on the 40th day, waking up, and I got to where up under these trees, I knew when the birds nestled right at dusk at night, just before the sun went down, they nestled in the trees. And just as the sun was dawning, they would be. I remember waking up on the 40th day. God is my witness, and I need to put this in a book. I heard, you know how when you had a football game and the team scores a touchdown or something, and you know all the drums and all the da 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 da, da, da and they go to. I heard a victory march. On the 40th day, waking up, I heard loud and no band nowhere for miles around. I believe it was the band of heaven saying, "Your probation is over with. You have made it through these 40 days and these 40 nights." Amen. So it doesn't matter what position you are in, you have to determine and measure what prosperity is. Because you got a lot of rich folk ain't happy. You got a lot of folk got everything they want, but no happiness, no health, relationships messed up. Something was beaming out of Joseph. And Potiphar saw it, and he entrusted everything. See, there must be the evidence of God's presence on your life, favoring you. Everywhere we go, we ought to be not looking, you know, brown nosing and trying to get in a position, but just living before God to where if they got to choose, eeny, meeny, miny, I'm choosing Mo. That one, I don't know him, but it's something about him. I can trust him. People know when they can trust you. When your eyes ain't cutting all the time and you can look people in the eye, give them a nice strong handshake. They sense that spirit that's in you. Potiphar saw that spirit on Joseph. Even though he was persecuted, kicked aside, he was prosperous. Tell somebody, you can get me down, but I'll never be out. You know what? You get knocked down. That's, you know, when you get a setback, you just got set up for a comeback. That's all it is. I said, when the devil takes from you, get ready. God's going to give you double for the trouble. That's how it works. You just have to stay on the pathway to Goshen. It's a win-win situation. I'm going to that place of protection, that place of peace, and in the meantime, I'm going to collect some blessings along the way. God's going to show up and show out. He's going to show the world who he is. They talk about God. They don't talk about Jesus. They talk about the little G's, the spirits that are lying, the gods of this world. But they don't know Jesus. He's going to show up and show out. So there must be evidence of God's presence favoring you. Just tell somebody again, I'm blessed,
I'm blessed.
And I am highly favored. You say that enough, the spirit that is within you that already knows that, what happens is your head starts to agree with it. Your spirit already knows that you are blessed, you are royal, you are kingly, you have stature, you are stately. Huh? Potiphar saw that in Joseph. For an Egyptian to put a Hebrew in charge of his house, there had to be something going on with Joseph. And so we see how he favored him. The second thing you might want to write down if you're writing things down is that, and I mentioned this, but I'll get a little more in depth with it. The presence of God ensures continual blessing even when man takes your blessing from you. Why, you ain't got to make no big old fuss about a lot of stuff. God's presence assures continual. Have you ever had I've had it happen too, where you either lost something got stolen, something got broke, whatever, and it might have even been your own fault. But somewhere along that way, as you continue to pursue God, God either blessed you with replacing it, or more than likely gave you something better. I have to tell this story. Long ago, back in the 90s, we took a guy in. You've heard this story to some degree before, but took a guy in and he wound up breaking in. This was before we had, alarm system on the house or anything. He came, broke in the house and took a bunch of stuff. One thing he took that was important to us was our microwave. And so we had to go and we went to Sears. This was way back in, I think it was the early 90s. I don't even think my son was born yet, none of them. But we were there looking for a microwave, and we saw a friend of ours that was there. He said, "What are you getting?" He said, "Oh, we're getting them." We didn't tell him everything that went on. We were in the market. We're getting a microwave. We heard that they had a big sale going on today and tomorrow or something. So we were just looking that day, and we were going to come back the next day. And so he said, "Oh, you like that one, huh?" I said, "Oh, yeah, this is the one. Yeah, this has got all this, And so we shook hands and talked a little bit, and then they walked off. And we browsed around a little bit longer, and then we were headed out. The wife and I were headed out. We said, "We'll come back tomorrow." We were going to another store to do some other stuff. And by the time we were walking out, one of the clerks stopped us and said, hold everything. You need to pick up your microwave. We said, "No, we're coming to pick it up tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow." He said, no, it's ready today. I said, "What you talking about? What you talking about, Joe?"
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.